A case of healing. Recently, I was told of an interesting case of healing. There was a woman who had had much help in Christian Science and had been healed of many things, but a belief of a diseased nose did not yield. She said to her practitioner, "I can't understand why my nose is not healed. I certainly know the truth about it." The practitioner said, "What is God or truth?" She replied, "God or truth is all." The practitioner said, "Where is God or truth?" She replied, "God or truth is everywhere." When the practitioner asked her, "Where is everywhere?" she replied, "Everywhere is right here." Then the practitioner said, "Well, if God or truth is all and is right here, then your nose is God right here." To this the woman replied, "Oh no, my nose is material." The practitioner said, "Then you do not believe the statements you have just made. You said that God or truth is all and is filling this place, but you believe a material body is filling this place. Instead of seeing the claim as false belief, you see it as a material body with a diseased nose. Surely that is a false sense of consciousness." The woman saw that she had been keeping God or truth in the abstract as something separate and apart from body. She saw that she had not believed that her statements of God or truth were herself as right ideas there in that place. She saw that she had not known God or truth at all. She was awakened to see that God or truth was all and was filling that place, that her body or nose, being what God was right there, needed no healing. God and body were one being. When she saw the truth about God and body, this truth dispelled her erroneous belief about body and nose, and she was quickly healed. I want to speak of a case of instantaneous healing, which illustrates the point of letting go of false belief. False belief does not and cannot continue itself in consciousness when it is once admitted to be belief only and not a condition of the body. A woman had a withered, helpless arm caused by accident. She had exhausted the resources of all the local practitioners, and whenever a lecturer came to the city, she talked with them and had some treatments, but to no avail. She traveled much with her husband, and whenever they came to a large city, she immediately hunted up a practitioner, went to him, rehearsed all about this arm, and had some help, but to no avail. Finally, they arrived in New York City, and as soon as they were settled in their hotel, she got out her journal, because above everything else, she wanted that arm healed. She found a name and made an appointment. But as she sat waiting, she said to herself, "I will not tell about this arm another time. I'm tired of repeating that over and over, and it's only belief anyway." The saying of which meant little to her. She said to the practitioner, "You know God heals, don't you? You know that he can heal anything?" The practitioner answered her, "Why, yes, God heals by revealing to us that any seeming imperfect thing is always whole. And false belief cannot keep us from knowing things as they are, perfect and whole." He gave the woman a treatment and showed her out of the office. When once outside, she found her arm restored in size and activity, as perfect as her other arm. She had let go her false belief, and her first step in that direction was taken when she resolved not to acknowledge it again. Any wrong belief can be given up, quote, without hindrance from the body, unquote. Science and Health, page 253, line 23. So-called material body. So-called material mind and body is but an erroneous concept of the one infinite mind and body. And this so-called mortal mind and body is a myth, an illusion. The so-called material body is not something that fills space, but is a belief about the only body that is filling space. There is only one infinite body, and the belief about this body isn't another kind of body, but is belief only. Belief is not something, but is a belief about something. The only place we meet belief is in the realm of mortal thought. If I believe 2 times 2 equals 5, I must meet this belief in mortal thought. The belief is never external to thought. Belief does not and cannot continue itself apart from mortal thought. Let us consider indigestion. Indigestion is the identity of belief. That is, indigestion and belief are one and the same. Then I handle or meet indigestion as belief, and must meet it in the realm of mortal thought, because belief is never external to or disconnected from thought. Body has nothing to do with indigestion, except as it is the visible expression of what is in mortal thought. All belief is without a believer. God or mind is infinite truth, and mind cannot be the opposite of truth and be belief. Mind, being the reflection of truth, cannot include belief. There is in reality no such mode of consciousness as belief. Since the material body is belief in mortal thought only, the thing to do is to improve our belief about the body. And this is done by gaining a higher understanding of true body. A false sense of body must be replaced with a true sense of body. As we progress in the understanding of Christian Science, our progress does not destroy a material body. No, it just dispels the belief that the body we now have is mortal and material and organic and structural. As we clear away our beliefs, there appears to our sight and sense our ever-present glorious body, the body that was seen on the Mount of Transfiguration. As we progress in Christian Science, each scientific step should show forth concretely better bodily conditions. And this is accomplished not by destroying what does not fill space, but by bringing to light in consciousness our ever-present spiritual body. We should see the great importance of never mentally destroying the concrete, progressive unfoldment of what seems to be our body, or any part of our body, but we should hold in consciousness higher concrete expressions of body as it really is, until we come into our perfect humanhood. A Christian Science healing indicates an improved belief about body. When we declare facts of truth about God, we should realize that these facts of truth about God is man, is body. God or mind is man. God or mind is body. Mrs. Eddy says, Science and Health, page 167, line 26, page 111, line 28, page 248, line 8, quote, "The scientific government of the body must be attained through the divine mind," unquote. Quote, "Mind governs the body, not partially, but wholly," unquote. Quote, "Immortal mind feeds the body with supernal freshness and fairness, supplying it with beautiful images of thought," unquote. "The body is always the visible expression of the mind. Whatever images of thought are held within our mind, these images are visibly seen in the body, which is the expression of the mind. Whenever our body shows us a certain image of inharmony in our thought, then we should immediately replace this false image in thought with the counterfact image or the truth. This process restores health and harmony to our mind, which in turn is visibly manifested in our body. It always seems to us that it is the body that ages and grows old, independent of the mind. But man's body or embodiment is but the garment of his thought. The body always visibly manifests the mind from which it is evolved." Mrs. Eddy was once asked, Christian Science Series, quote, "Is it possible to change the aged form to one of youth, beauty, and immortality without the change called death?" Unquote. She replied, quote, "In proportion as the law of truth is understood and accepted, it obtains in the personality as well as the character. The deformities as well as the infirmities, said to be the inevitable results of age, under the opposite mental impressions, disappear," unquote. Quote, "You change the physical manifestation in proportion to your changed thought of the effect of accumulative years. Expecting an increase of usefulness and vigor from advancing years, with as much faith as you look for decrepitude and ugliness, a favorable result would be sure to follow," unquote. "The added wisdom of age and experience is strength, not weakness, and we should understand this, expect it, and know it is so. Then it would appear."